Tia Diva Harja, Focha Go Easy Irish.com is Misha Jarlath, and I'm here with Antona.
Tia Diva Harja.
And this week's lesson, Antona.
This week's lesson, we're going to deal with the possessive pronouns, the likes of my, yours, his, hers, ours, your, plural, and their. We're actually going to use the word Connie, which means living, dwelling, or residing. Okay. We've already touched I live in such a place. Ta me a Mahoney.
Okay.
But it's just to tie this rule in with it.
Okay. So let's start from the top, Ben, Antona.
Well, the word ma, my in Irish is ma, ma. Ma puts a hitch, it aspirates.
Okay, so this is a grammar rule.
Yeah.
With these possessive pronouns.
And that's why we say ta me a Mahoney. Tam and Mahoney are in Sraban. I live in Sraban.
So is that kind of, with a C hitch, it takes on like a hitch sound?
You have to hear the hitch.
So it goes from Coney to Honey.
Yeah. Okay. So the word Coney, we don't pronounce the C this time, we pronounce the hitch, we say Tam and Mahoney.
Okay.
And it's wrong to say Tam and Mahoney, because the ma causes aspiration, shevu. And you must put the hitch after the scene.
Shevu is aspiration in Irish. Shevu, so it causes shevu. So that's the grammar term that we're dealing with. Shevu.
Yeah.
And it's it aspirates. Okay. So just read out a sentence there, Tony, using my.
Well, my. I'm just going to repeat that. Tam me Mahoney earn Traban. Tam and Mahoney.
Okay.
Now, that's the way it has to be said. I can't say Tam and Mahoney.
Okay.
Even though it'll be understood, it's wrong grammatically. It has to be Tam and Mahoney.
Okay. So
Tam and Mahoney are in Sraban.
So that means I live in Sraban, but the literal translation, just to make people aware of what's going on, because they might be feeling, well, if I'm saying I live in Sraban, why are you using my in Irish? But just give us the literal translation of that.
Literally, it's I'm in my state of living in Sraban.
Okay, I'm in my state of living. So that's interesting. It's just to let people know that this possessive pronoun is used to convey the meaning I live in Sraban.
Yeah, and there is an actual verb to live, Coney, but we choose to say Tam e Mahoney.
Tam e Mahoney,
I live.
Okay.
Now, ma is followed by da then, da.
Meaning your?
If you were asked the question, Kowal to the honey.
Uh-huh.
Da, where are you in your state of living, or where do you live?
Okay.
Da again causes aspiration. So, if you want to say you live in Sraban, you would say Tatu Yadahoni Aaron Sraban. The example we have here is Tatu Yadahoni a Mullinachain. You live in Sion Mills.
Sion Mills, yeah, which is a little village. And that's where we're that's where our podcasts are from here.
Right.
Okay.
Moving on to his in Irish. And this is where it can get confusion to some people. His is a. Just a. For example, he lives in Sraban, you would say ta she in a. Ta she in a honey. Er in Sraban. So ta she in a. He is in his state.
Okay, so you actually use, it's a combination of in a.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of saying, no, the first two we said eh, ma, is da. You don't say ta she we run it in and we say inna, I-N-A, all the one word, ta she inna honey.
Okay, so it's a little different, and it's still aspirates, the verb there is still aspirates, okay.
So, with seven and all, and the first three we know for sure, the aspirate, so ma aspirates.
Okay.
Maher, for example, is the word for mother, maher, but my mother becomes ma wahar.
It aspirates the M-H-A.
Your mother, talking to one person, your mother becomes da wahar.
Da wahar, okay.
If it was his mother, because they are for his aspirates, it's the same sound, a wahar.
Okay.
Okay. A double sign, a wahar.
And it's just in that particular case, because mahar is M-A, when you put a H after M, because that the vowel is A, it takes on a W sound.
W
whereas
sound.
Kone was C-O, C-H-O, it just takes that H sound. So that's just another another added thing that
that's something
aware.
That we can cover in one of the later podcasts. The different letters, how the H, the Chevy affects the sound, depending on which vowel follows either a broad vowel or a slender vowel.
But for the listeners there, who might be getting lost now in the kind of in the grammar detail, don't worry too much about it. We're only going to cover the kone tonight, and it's just making you aware of this grammar rule. Like, we've slowly kind of injected bits and pieces of grammar, and it's just something, it comes with practice, and you sit down and learn, and you become used to it. The more it becomes familiar, but we're hoping with this podcast, you get like an insight just into the reason why it's happening. It's one of the, I suppose, nobody really likes grammar, even in English grammar. It's quite difficult there, but there's a lot of, I learned more about English grammar by learning Irish. It just makes you aware of these things, because a lot of things just comes out of memory, doesn't it, don't they? Like, there's a lot of even English grammar, like some of my kind of international friends, they would be asking me about English grammar, and they would be asking me, why do you say it like that? And I'd be like going, well, I don't really know, I just know from memory and from, but just don't get too bogged down with the grammar anyway, so.
Well, just moving on to her anything.
Okay.
If we're talking about, in this case, and we'll just use Kone again, we'll see the difference. He lives, we say Ta She in a Kone.
Okay.
Sorry, Ta She in a Kone. Whenever we come to her, we say Ta She in a Kone. We don't aspirate.
There's a difference.
So the word just stays Kone.
So it's like when you're reading that and hearing that, the difference that you know if it's between, if it's a he or she that you're talking about, is the aspiration? Is that the...
Yeah, but you'll know by the context of the sentence, the she gives it away right away, of course. Ta she.
She
lives. Ta she in a Kone. He lives. Ta she in a Kone.
Okay.
And at the start, it takes a bit of getting used to, but as we go down the line, it'll be no problem. People will pick up on it. Now, again, we're just going to use Kone. I live in Stavan. You live in Stavan. He lives in Stavan. She lives in Stavan. Or she lives in Sion Mills.
Uh-huh.
Right? But whenever we talk about R, O-U-R, we say R, R, Tamij and Argoni. So
okay.
We put a G in front of the C, that's another rule, and that's called eclipsing, like the
eclipsing of the moon.
Yeah.
So
the G takes preference over the C.
The listeners have been hitting out tonight with loads of grammar, so this is another rule. Eclipsing. So we've learnt a little bit about aspirating, shevu, and now we're learning about eclipsing. Which is when you place, there's certain...
when you put a letter in front of another letter. Like, in this case, we put a G in front of the C. Whenever you're pronouncing that word, even though you can reckon it, the Kone, the G takes preference. So you have to say, Tamij in Argoni. Now, it would be wrong to say, Tamij in Argoni.
Okay.
So you have to hear the G sound. Tamij in Argoni. In this case, Tamij in Argoni is your own. We live in Tyrone.
Tyrone, aye.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
When you get to you, or your plural, yous live, or you live in Stavan, same rule applies. You put a G in front of the C, and we say, Ta shiv in Wargoni. Aaron Shraba.
Okay, so it eclipses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you, plural, is what we would say here in the north, using.
Use.
Like it's, it's the plural. And so that's the mall, isn't it, Anthony? Is
the last one,
last one.
There.
There, okay.
Now, again, if you look at it later on, you have maw, you have daw, and you have a meaning his, you have a meaning hers, you have our meaning our, you have were. The last one again, which some people find confusing, is a again for there.
Okay.
Ta shead, they live in Limavady, which would be ta shead in agony Limavady. Ta shead in agony Limavady. So it eclipses. So the bottom three eclipse.
Okay.
And the top three aspirate, and hers, a meaning hers, doesn't do anything to the
clan. It stays the same.
Now, this is just one that'll be easy to remember. A meaning hers, the only thing that does is put a hitch in front of a vowel. For example, his father would be a her, but her father becomes a her.
If it begins with a vowel?
Yeah, if a meaning hers, I'll put a hitch in front of a vowel.
Yeah, there's a lot in that, but it's like everything else is something just free practice and just sitting down and learning it, you know. It's
it takes a while to get it.
And
even if we can just do the lesson surely, but concentrate on the first three, work with them, ma, da, a, meaning his, and then eventually go to her.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add to this lesson and give all our examples and bring all our nouns into it.
And try to bring it in, yeah. Because it's something that now that we've let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, it's something that we're...
Well, if you're asked the question, Kowal to the honey, where do you live? You have to answer, Tam me a Mahoney. In wherever place it is.
Okay.
If you were to ask, where does he live? Kyle Walshay in a honey.
Okay.
But it takes a bit of practice, but it's one lesson that we'll come back to and we'll add to it.
Right, then let's... do we only practice that amongst ourselves here? So I'll ask you a question, we'll go through each of them. So say for the first one, my. So if I asked you, Tony, Cowell to a Dohoney.
Tell me Mahoney and Will in a Chain.
Okay.
Which means I live in Sion Mills.
I'm
in Mahoney. I am in my state of living in Sion Mills, Will in a Chain.
So that's right. So, doll there. So I can turn around and say, if I was saying to yourself then, Tattoo a Dohoney. A Mullen and Tien.
Shanae Gajira. That's exactly how you would say it. You live in Tatu at the Honey.
And say if I was then talking to a friend then, and we're talking about where you lived, Antona, I would say then, ah, Antona, Tashe in the Honey in Mullen and Tien. Someone else there, we're talking to a friend, and she's female. I would say the same thing, but this time it takes a difference, right? So I would say Tashi in a Coney.
That's it. Gerald, you've left out aspiration because hers doesn't aspirate.
Okay.
So Tashi in a Coney, Aaron Shraban, for example.
Okay. And then the fact that both of us here, we live in County Tyrone. I live in Stavan, Anthony, and you live in Sion Mills. I could say by using O-U-R, or Tamaj, which is Tamaj. So Tamaj in Argonne in Giron. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we live in Tyrone.
And then if you were talking to a group of people, no more than one person, and say if they lived in Belfast, I could say Tashev in Wargonne. So that word is B-H-U-R, takes like a... like a, with the U after it, that takes like a W sound, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Wargonne,
so Tashiv.
Tashiv in Wargonne.
In Melfirst.
In Melfirst, yeah.
In Melfirst, okay. So, those last few ones are eclipsing, and you can even see it there, the way you spell the Belfast. So, if I'm saying in Belfast, mm-hmm. So Belfirst is Belfast, but if I'm saying in Belfast,
you would say then In Melfirstia.
In Melfirstia. So even that's eclipsing as well as the verb's eclipsing.
An M goes in front of the B and you must hear the M in Melfirstia.
In Melfirstia. So we're really getting in the thick of grammar here tonight. And then the last one is there, or the third person then. It's so if I was saying there's a group of people that I know that live in Stabán, I would say, Tashid in Agone.
Aaron
Shravan. So it's, as you say, my, your, and his aspirates, hers doesn't aspirate the verb, and then our, yours.
Eclipse.
The eclipse.
And if you remember this, Gerald, of the first three, ma, da, and a, aspirate, that means they put in a hitch after the letter, like coney becomes honey.
Okay.
Her, a meaning hers, it doesn't put a hitch in. The only thing it will do eventually is put a hitch before a vowel. Ahar is the Irish word for father. Her father would be ahar.
Ahar, okay.
Right? Now, when we get to ours, meaning O-U-R, R, R eclipses, it puts a G, the coney becomes goni, and our goni. We're talking about you, plural, your. Yous live in Belfast, for example. Tashib and we're going. So we're causes the eclipse as well.
Okay.
So you put the, it's written G C O Fada, N A I Fada. And the last one, A meaning theirs, does exactly the same.
Okay.
And that's basically
that's it.
That now there is a rule there, Ma Da and A aspirate. A meaning hers doesn't aspirate, it doesn't eclipse, but what it does do is put a hitch before a vowel. The last three, R, were, and A, they don't aspirate, they eclipse.
They eclipse. So just think of them in. Well, I think we're going to need a new name, hardirish.com. But no, it had to be done at some stage with the grammar now. It's something that's just a necessity, and it's. But hopefully, through practice and with ourselves here, but. Please feel free to get in touch with us in email. But you've probably seen this in written Irish and that. So we'll not even do a quiz or nothing tonight. Anthony, I think there's enough to go on there. But we'll do the phrase of the week. Anthony, what's the phrase of the week this week?
The phrase of the week is just na habersmid, na habersmid.
And that means?
That's say nothing.
Say nothing.
Don't utter a word. Don't say a word. Nah, Habersmid.
I can see that in the context of like maybe someone maybe talking about someone there that they're, I don't know, but no, you know someone and you just say, don't say a word. I know
say nothing.
Say nothing. Just
nah, Habersmid.
Mum's the word, kind of maybe.
That's it. Nah, Habersmid.
So loosely translate as mum's the word.
Smid is actually another word for, it means like a puff for, but it means word as well. Focal means word, but na habersmid, don't say a word.
Nah,
don't utter a word.
Don't
say nothing.
So, in relation to Irish grammar, na habersmid.
Na habersmid.
Don't say a word. Okay, so have fun with that, folks, and Gourmet Mayogov to everyone listening at home. And it's goodbye from me.
And slán go fáil a hearta.
Slán go fáil.